RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Pittsburgh probably wins this game if DK Metcalf is out there because the coverage that you see, they press on the outside with no safety help. Usually there's a safety that comes over and wants to help double team when Metcalf is out there. They got to put him down in there and help on everybody else and in the run game, and he just couldn't quite create those big plays on the outside, outside the numbers. And I think that was kind of the difference in the game, and they kept trying to at the end because it's like Aaron knows that's where the ball should go versus that coverage, but they couldn't make the play.
5:16, time to check out 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township. Tony Romo blames DK Metcalf's suspension for the loss.
It's looking worse and worse and worse and worse for DK Metcalf. Because while I think Rodgers still could and should have been able to do enough to get that win for them, like, I don't know, throw to a tight end other than Darnell Washington or Jonnu Smith on a dump off before like 1 minute left in the game, I think it's pretty inarguable that Metcalf's mere presence makes it easier for everybody else, and that Metcalf's playmaking ability that he has flashed probably would have shown up at some point in this game.
It's history. It's history repeating itself. This was a big reason why the Steelers lost 5 in a row at the end of last year. They lost their number one wide receiver. Pickens got hurt. Did a lot of things stupid, but didn't do something stupid enough to get suspended. And they had no answer. Now Metcalf, on his own volition, own free will, own stupidity, gets himself in trouble. Can't play in the last two games. And this was always the kind of red alert situation. What happens if DK Metcalf gets injured? Because your wide receiver depth stinks. And it has for 2 years. And I hate it because it was preventable. You could have traded for Jacoby Myers. You could have gone out and traded for Shaheed, who's played well in Seattle.
By the way, Jacoby Myers has unlocked Trevor Lawrence, just period. So if Mark Cabali is listening, you're going, oh, Jacoby Myers. That is probably the single biggest individual reason that Trevor Lawrence suddenly looks like a world beater.
I mean, it's mainly Metcalf's fault because this is not an injury. This is not something that you just chalk up to. It's football. He could have kept himself from doing this.
Loss is cool.
But the Steelers not having a plan B is on Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin. And their hubris in going with young guys like Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson is the guys behind Metcalf. And then feeling like Adam Thielen in his mid-30s and Marquez Valdes-Scantling could come off the practice squad.
Don't forget Scotty Miller.
And Scotty Miller.
And if Ben Skowronek didn't have a broken hand, he would be getting targets too.
And actually, as Tomlin has pointed out multiple times, guys, it's not just wide receivers. We've got tight ends.
That they don't throw
well,
to.
Well, your best tight end, your best pass-receiving tight end you only go to
when the game
in
is
the
like
most
on the line.
Desperate situations, yes.
You sit there and make him just become like a guy doing cardio, if even that, and then you throw him the ball and good things happen and you like have the memory of a goldfish about it and forget to do it again.
I think Tomlin will be the guy who catches the most bleep if they miss the playoffs, and he should. But honestly, guys that aren't far behind, DK Metcalf and whoever the dry needling expert is for the Steelers.
How much?
Those two people are the next ones on the list for me,
I'll say another thing. This probably isn't going to go over well with people because I think so many people ascribe any discipline issue any Steelers player has and say, well, that's Mike Tomlin. It never would have happened under Chuck Knoll. That player would have just done something reasonable like fired an assault rifle at a police helicopter instead. Or under Bill Cowher that, you know, no one ever got in trouble like Bam Morris for having how many pounds of weed in his trunk when Bill Cowher was the coach. Like, I could go on and on. To me, I think you're trying too hard to make it about Mike Tomlin if your answer to the DK Metcalf stuff is Mike should have had him reined in better. For the love of God, at this point, you can say DK Metcalf is getting paid $31 million a year. Among other things, that should guarantee that he has his head on his shoulders enough to not go over to a fan
I know.
Whose entire animating purpose in this world was to agitate DK Metcalf.
I know.
A guy who had a press conference that looked like something from like Tim Robinson's mind.
It looked like
I think
Saturday
you should
Night
leave.
Live
yes,
sketch.
It looked like an SNL thing. If Chris Kattan had showed up as Mr. Peepers, I wouldn't have been surprised in the middle of that thing. So I think it is incumbent on DK Metcalf to just not put himself in that spot to begin with. I don't think that reflects on the coach.
But here's what I think does, Chris. They have a type. They go for these high-end talent guys with volatile personalities.
But I mean, was Metcalf's the whole thing, and I think it was fair to say it at the time, was I was giving Metcalf some praise early in the season when they could not sort out their passing game at all.
Yeah.
He was generally just going to work, doing the job, punching the clock, and not right. bitching about it like Pickens would have.
Yes. So, like, degrees of, like, problem players, you don't have to worry about them off the field. That's not true of some of these other Steelers wide receivers that have screwed up, like Martavis Bryant, for example. And he doesn't have the Antonio Brown, George Pickens, Deontay Johnson flip out or sulk when I'm not getting the ball. His issue in terms of the volatile personality seems to be that guys can get under his skin, both opposing players and now, as we've learned, fans.
Mm-hmm.
And he blows his top sometimes, man. And he did in Seattle. There's all kinds of video of him with Jalen Ramsey when Ramsey was with the Rams and not the Steelers of stuff like that. He just has a tendency sometimes, and like, I think it's probably maybe at the end of the day a good problem because that competitive spirit probably like fuels him, has made him a pretty good player. But at times he does fly off the handle, and it seems to be because guys trash talk him and get him super annoyed. And he wants to lash out and take it out on them.
The fact that that bled over, though, to an interaction with a fan. Like,
it's unacceptable.
It's just, I can't, even though that might be the Steelers' type and they'll always bet on talent, if we're talking about him blowing a game for them with a 15-yard penalty or something like that, that puts them out of field goal range, that's one thing.
That's
like,
still bad.
It's well, no, my point is that would be more their type coming back to bite them. I'm saying what he did in going over there and engaging in that situation is so like out of left field and out of bounds, and like you couldn't predict it, is my point. Yeah, you know he's a volatile guy on the field. He can get trash talked and respond. You don't expect some moron with blue hair under a blue wig to get under his skin and be like the MVP and derailing
well,
your season.
Wait,
you
a minute.
Don't.
You don't, but wait a minute, though. The only thing I'll say about that is if he knew there was a guy in Detroit who always trolled him,
say something to the team security people and all that.
Beforehand.
Yes, no, I agree with
not
that.
Not even on Sunday.
But that's why I'm saying it is completely incumbent on him. None of that, none of the stuff that involves a fan getting so in your kitchen that you go over there and get yourself suspended, to me reflects back on Tomlin. That's where I just say there should be a base level of expectation that a player doesn't act like a complete doofus in this setting.
Here's
from
Sean,
start to finish.
Here's Sean in Newport Beach. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, a lot of what you guys are saying, talking about, obviously makes a lot of sense. But here's my take. Aaron Rodgers has happy feet. I mean, the guy is never calm in the pocket. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was the injury from the Jets. But, man, the guy is
He's
never
42.
Solid in the pocket.
He's 42 is generally what happened, I would say.
I don't think that's I don't think that's like a every game thing with him, though. I don't think that he looks like he's about to panic.
No, there are times when he looks fine and he looks completely at ease with what he's doing.
You know, you said that it was an obsession on their part to not let Myles Garrett get the sack record. I think Starkey, who didn't host a show but felt the need to call in, which I actually respect today on his show,
yes,
made a very good point. We posted this video on our Twitter page. And it's less about what you said, Rodgers on his own, like not wanting to be the guy that's on the wrong side of history and gets sacked by Garrett for the record. It is more about their obsession all week being we can't let Garrett beat us. So it was more about that, and this is what he said. They ran a 3rd-and-4 toss play to Kenneth Gainwell away from Myles Garrett's side of the field. And his take was, if they weren't so deathly afraid of Myles Garrett, not only is that, you know, a run play that might go to the other side of the field, to Garrett's side, it's probably a pass play.
In an obvious passing situation,
they wouldn't
pass the ball because they were worried he'd have his ears pinned back, and that would be that.
So they ran it, and it just spoke to like a larger, from not just Rodgers' part, but the whole team, scared of Myles Garrett yesterday.
Scared of, and not, I will say again, though, because I feel like I just have to keep saying it, scared of him. And not want, and specifically doing things to prevent him, like spitefully almost, from getting the sack record, because like in the normal course of events he was probably going to get one, are two very different things. It's like healthy, smart offense to game plan in a way that displays maybe not fear, but an appropriate respect for him.
Okay, but how about that specific play call?
Just a crap-ass play call.
But do you agree with Joe that it's motivated by not letting Myles Garrett?
I think it's motivated.
Wreck a play.
I think it's motivated by like saying, "Yeah, we're not gonna." I think that one though is still easier to pass off as we just think this might catch them off guard and it nullifies him than it is to say they ran this specifically so he wouldn't have a prime opportunity at a sack.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, it is time for some PM team professors. We grade some things that not only happened in Steelers-Browns, but a couple of consequences or fallout things from this game. Let's start with Adam Schefter, who went on Pat McAfee's show earlier today and had to say this about Mike Tomlin's future.
I think that somebody's going to lose that game. And when they do, there are going to be conversations that occur all over the organization. What went wrong? Look, there have been questions about both coaches' futures. That both these coaches, Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, for all they've done, for all they've meant to their respective organizations, for all they've meant to the National Football League, they will have a big say. I think these guys will go in there and say, okay, you know what? It's been a great run. One of them may go in there and say, it's been a great run. Might be time to go try something else, whether that's TV or another job somewhere else. Like, those things are possible. They're within the realm of possibility for the wide range of outcomes after week 18.
Malzie, grade that report from Schefter.
I'm going to go like C minus still. Below average. I just do not believe in specific. You're talking about specifically the Tomlin side of it?
Yes. I don't care about Harbaugh.
Yeah. To me, the fact that they have a 9 in the win column, and the fact that Mike wants to pass Chuck Knoll, and the fact that I think Mike wants to say he coached a team here for 20 seasons, which would be next year. All of that would happen next year. I usually laugh at people who are like, the only thing that ever matters to Mike and to everybody else is getting 9 wins in a year. But I actually think that that win being on the ledger right now makes his return next year a near certainty.
I give it a B. The reason why I give it a higher grade is knowing how plugged in Schefter is and the fact that he works for ESPN. When he brings up the TV thing, I just wonder, what does he know that we don't know? On his end, he knows, and he said this before, that ESPN or any of these other networks would pay Mike Tomlin a lot of money. If Mike Tomlin never, ever, ever wanted to go work in TV, I think Schefter would say that, right? Because Schefter has said on TV enough that Tomlin would get paid a lot of money to go do TV. You'd think by now someone in the Steelers organization who Schefter is close with, Omar Khan, for example, or maybe Tomlin or Tomlin's agent would say, Schefter, just pipe down with that. That's never going to happen.
Who's Mike repped by? Because Schefter's under the Creative Artists Agency.
It's a good question. I should know that answer, but I don't off the top of my head.
Well, I was trying to like run through that just because that's how my brain works these days. Is there any of this Adam Schefter doing some sort of personal, you know, favor for Mike Tomlin because they share an agency? He is Brian Levy of Goal Line Football. That's Tomlin's AI. That's what AI tells me his agent is, or who AI tells me his agent is.
I thought you didn't believe in AI.
Well, that's just the first thing that comes up, but it does seem to be that that's the case.
So you're not even seeking out AI? AI comes to you now?
Well, Google puts it up there, that stupid Gemini thing.
Grade AI.
F. F. I'm going to grade AI, and it's never going to be better than an F. And the people who push AI
never
on us...
Never going to be better
actually,
than
you know
an
what? F. I'm going to give AI itself an F+. There are probably some uses for it. In fact, there are some uses for it. I'm going to give the people pushing AI on us, like the billionaire tech bros doing this whole thing, telling us it's indispensable, I'm going to give them like a Z. I'm going to give them a grade that doesn't exist because wow. That's how much I hate them. No, but they're not sharing an agent. I just, I know Schefter must, it's the old, what does he know that we don't? But I also just think Adam is somewhat of an entertainer, right? Like, his job is to go on and give reports that are like fodder, right? To some extent. He's on McAfee, which is, you know, he's going on there to try to say something interesting. Who does it really harm if Adam Schefter just casually tosses out the, who knows? I mean, they might not. I think it's a very guilt-free way for him to say, you know, Mike might decide he wants to do something different.
I know, but some,
he might not as well.
I know, but I do think if there's nothing to that, it could damage his relationship with Mike, who he wants stuff from.
I thought he framed that in a very pro-Mike way. Like, it'll still be Mike who would have to make the call. It's not him saying they're going to push Mike out of there.
TV is beneath him.
I don't think Mike does, though, the way he thinks college football is. I think he knows that other coaches have made a ton of money to work TV.
Yes, Chaz?
Can you do me a favor? Can you just play that open one more time to the?
Oh, yeah. I think I know why you're asking.
I think that somebody's going to lose that game. And when they they're going to be...
That is an insane...
I think somebody's going to lose this game. No bleep, Sherlock.
I do like the idea of them playing like an 82-quarter game that just like there's nobody left.
Well, not necessarily. It could end in a tie. It's not a playoff game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because it's a de facto division title
game. Remember that
Chargers-Raiders
game? If it ended in a tie, it would have kept the Steelers out of the playoffs.
Oh, that's,
last
I don't know why my brain.
Overtime.
I don't know why my brain went that way. Like,
okay,
they
number
the same
one,
record.
Touche to you,
yeah,
Mr. Filippone. Number two. Still, no bleep, Sherlock. Somebody's going to lose the game.
Here's a question. If the Steelers got the ball back in that overtime and had to get probably, I don't know, I'm trying to think, like, had to basically get one first down to win the game outright, would Tomlin go for, like, the kill? Or, like, they're tied with, like, you know what I mean? It's, like, 3 minutes left. They've got both the Ravens have both their timeouts. Do you think Mike would coach it like, I'm going for the kill shot? I want to win this game
no,
outright.
No, because the tie's as good as a win
or would
for them.
Or would he treat it like I have the lead in the fourth quarter, I'll punt the ball back?
Yeah, if a tie's fine for them.
No, but like would it be the old bit where you put the ball in the air to try to win the game outright? You know what I mean? Like he would treat it like he had the lead, but he was going to let Mason Rudolph win the game in Seattle, something like that. Or would he get ultra conservative? Where a tie is fine, but if you lose, you still lose. Like, it's all on the line there. I wonder how he would coach that setting.
I think he could get conservative. We've seen Aaron Rodgers get conservative in playoff games.
Because who was it? It was the Chargers that tried to get funny with the Raiders.
Yeah.
And the Raiders then took advantage of it.
All right, Jack, you're an aspiring broadcaster. I want you to grade the Browns' final radio call from Steelers-Browns.
Shador Sanders takes a knee, and that will do it. 13-6. The Browns beat the Steelers. I don't care about the draft. I care about beating the Steelers. And it always feels good to beat the Steelers. I don't care where we do it and what's at stake.
I mean, how many times is he going to mention the Steelers? Bad. D.
D.
I'm giving it an F.
Is that because he was a crappy interview with us or gave us
no,
attitude?
I mean, that helps nudge me towards being crueler to Andrew Siciliano, who Ken Carmen, our friend, insists is an awesome dude. Maybe he is. I'm sure he and Ken are friends as Browns Radio Network guys.
I bet if Ken took him to a game, they'd have nicer seats and he wouldn't give them bad directions, but that's neither here nor there.
Two things I hate about that. You're calling the game for the Cleveland Browns, like for Browns fans. He made the first part of that call all about himself. I love beating the Steelers anywhere, anytime, anyway. I don't care about the draft. Okay, Andrew, we get it. You don't. You also don't play for the team. He gave it a we. It was all about Andrew Siciliano, like wish fulfillment there.
But I think I give it a low mark, too. I'll give it like a D minus. I think if he just says without like saying I think if his call is, the hell with the draft. The Browns just beat the Steelers. And just let that
I agree with that.
Hang.
I think that's a much better call. But he had to interject himself in there. I love this.
Put that draft pick in your pipe and smoke it. The Browns beat the Steelers and leave it there. And don't say I. I'm with you. I. Would Greg Brown or anybody like that, like after
no,
a
I
big
think,
Pirates win, say, I'm so happy that the Pirates
I'll
won this
I'll meet
game.
You in St. Louis. Louis? No, he wouldn't, I don't think.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I didn't like, it seemed like that call was much more about Andrew Siciliano puffing his own chest out about the game.
Last one, how do we
than
like
anything?
This answer from Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers blowing a chance to win the division?
Aaron, when you let go of an opportunity like that to clinch, what is it to bounce back? You know, you got one more shot.
I mean, it's not difficult. That's our job, you know, playing all 17.
Do we like that?
What did he even? I couldn't even understand.
I thought his whole
press
conference after the game.
Can
was
you
horrible.
Play? Can you play it again? I'm sorry.
It's Dulac asking a meandering question.
I know.
You let go of an opportunity like that to clinch. What is it to bounce back? You know, you got one more shot.
I mean, it's not difficult. That's our job. You know, we're playing all 17.
Okay. Well, you didn't. You wouldn't have had to play all 17 if you had just not played like ass in this game. I thought his press conference was defensive, standoffish, bad Aaron Rodgers when he decides he's better than the people, like intellectually better than the people asking him questions. I thought it was very sensitive given that he probably knew deep down he didn't play well. Maybe he
did. You struggled offensively.
They got a good defense. But yeah, we didn't execute very well in third down, so I didn't have a very good game.
He okay. at least admitted he didn't have
all
a
right.
good game.
I knock it all the way up to a D.
Well.
I wouldn't flirt with D plus there because it was still mostly terrible. And the Marquez, not Marquez, is an all-timer from him. But at least he admitted that he stunk.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
That was definitely interference. I'll have to look at the film on second and third down. One-on-one.
All right. Excuses. They're like, what's the
anuses.
Expression? Everyone's got them?
Yeah. And they all stink.
So, we've not heard a lot of this on our show today, but I'm going to open up the phone lines at 412-928-9370 to see if anybody wants to play ball here. Are there any Steelers fans after you score 6 points in Cleveland and lose a game to a Shedeur Sanders quarterback team and a 3-12 team that had a front office that was rooting for them to lose and a fan base that partially was rooting for them to lose. How do I know that? Because we talked to these people yesterday at the game. Are there any Steelers fans out there who want to take the cheese here and say anything about this game being rigged and about the play, the lack of a flag on the last play of the game?
Wait, who want to say things about it being rigged?
Yes. Yes, and that was the NFL in the ear of the officials there that said, keep that flag in your pocket because we need Steelers-Ravens Sunday night. I do think there are Steelers fans that believe that, and I wonder if any of them have the courage to call in and say, yeah, that's why the Steelers lost, because the NFL wanted Steelers-Ravens in prime time.
I'm going to be very blunt here. I love taking calls in this job on this show. It's one of my favorite things. Sometimes we, one or both of us, gets really into it with a caller. Sometimes callers say hilarious things. We have a whole set of drops because our callers are often very entertaining and a huge part of the show.
Yeah.
This is one of those times I hope not one soul calls in and actually says with a serious tone and means it that the NFL rigs these games, because that has long been one of my litmus tests of, are you actually kind of a dumb person who thinks you're smart? If you say full-throated the NFL rigs games, here is always my A1 argument against it. If the NFL rigged games, why are routinely the New York Giants and New York Jets two of the worst and most inept franchises in the entire sport?
Uh-huh.
They are in market one.
Yep.
Okay, I know it's a different TV contract.
I'm listening.
They are in market number one, where if things are big in New York, they are big everywhere, and it's always good business. Why are they Jets, a tire fire every year, who had a kid named Brick making personnel decisions, and the Giants so inept that they might get their first-round quarterback killed if they can't get out of their own way or out of his own way?
Because the refs can only do so much. So the refs can't make a team good. But the refs can, when teams are close, the refs can make a difference.
Okay, second argument. Now, this is a guy named Robert who says, I'm on a call at work. But to deny that it's not a possibility that these games are fixed is to be ignorant. Cash rules all. Do you know how much money the NFL now makes because of legal sports betting?
Tons.
Do you know how much of that money would go away if a plurality, a majority, or even a decent chunk, like 25% of bettors, really thought they were betting on games that are fixed?
Maybe it doesn't have to be said, but it's implied. And what I mean by that is, let's use the Kansas City example. So the Chiefs get calls, and it's subconscious. It's not something the NFL sent out a memo on. There's no Roger Goodell edict. But the refs know it's good for business if the Chiefs win.
Then why weren't they pulling the Buffalo Wild Wings button on the Chiefs all year this year to make sure they won?
Because of what I just said. When a team's not good, the refs can't make them good. But when it's close, they can make a difference.
The Chiefs lose a bunch of one-score games this year?
Yes, I'm saying this year they weren't good enough.
The refs weren't.
No, the fixing wasn't. No, the Chiefs weren't good enough.
Oh. But if they were in a bunch of one-score games, the refs could have easily just pulled the Buffalo Wild Wings lever and helped them because they went undefeated in those games last year, and they regressed to the mean, Pony.
Good point.
Why would you ever let the Chiefs regress to the mean?
Because maybe this year they felt like, all right, the shenanigans from last year, we couldn't get away with it 2 years in a row. I don't know.
Yes. We couldn't get away with it 2 years in a row, or it's time for some new blood. Let's get that football hotbed of Jacksonville activated and make sure they make it in.
The Jags are good.
Let's get the Chargers in there, the team that L.A., Market 2, doesn't care about, but that we insisted would end up there instead of the place that actually liked them.
All right. Would you at least admit, though, that the NFL was pleased that the Ravens won and the Steelers lost?
Right? Yes, they were still going to have, Niners and Seahawks for the division.
But they needed,
and that's a monster game between teams.
But they needed three standalone games. They needed two for Saturday, and they needed Sunday night. And they got three.
Do people also realize how many other things had to go a certain way up until this point to get it to where they have three? like other games throughout the season. So do they have the old script and it is the most detailed thing of all time?
All right, I'm going to ask you another question. Ready? Do you think if the season's over and Aaron Rodgers is doing a Joe Rogan interview or he's with one of his podcast hosts that he's comfortable with, and they catch him on the right day where he's willing to, he's doing a podcast voluntarily, so he's not going to clam up and wants to talk. And his career is probably over. So there's no ramifications or consequences that he has to worry about anymore because he's not pulling a Philip Rivers and coming out of retirement.
Okay.
And that person said to him, so, your honest opinion, do you think that that missed pass interference call at the end of the Browns game might have been a part of a greater conspiracy by the NFL to make sure that that Steelers-Ravens game mattered? Are you 100% sure that Aaron Rodgers scoffs at that and says, no, there's no
I'm not 100% sure because Aaron Rodgers likes to say a lot of things that are, broadly speaking, I would think, headline grabbers. Can I offer you what I would do if I were somehow transported into that podcast with a live mic? I would say, Aaron, did your decision to throw the ball 4 yards over Scotty Miller's head while Adam Thielen was running wide open underneath
on fourth and one,
were you a part of this greater conspiracy and scheme? Aaron, was your inability to hit Kenneth Gainwell, who was wide open for a potential game-tying touchdown on that very same play, was this part of the script that you needed to throw the ball so that the NFL couldn't throw the flag? Are you a paid actor in this situation?
Do you think that any of this factored into Metcalf being suspended for this game?
I think if the NFL
and the Steelers wanting to make sure that the Steelers lost it to set up a week 18 with stakes.
I think if the NFL, now I think all of this is of course nonsense, the idea of scripted rigged games.
Yep.
If the NFL wanted Steelers Ravens to have as much juice as humanly possible and could act as the invisible hand of God,
mm-hmm.
they knock Metcalf's suspension down to one game. Mm-hmm. Making sure he's ready for a week 18 game and then make sure that the Steelers somehow biff this one.
Are you seeing...
Now the Steelers are going with a bunch of old guys and crappy guys at wide receiver.
Are you seeing on our YouTube page that most people agree with you, or are you actually seeing some rigged takes
out
there?
I think this has turned things into just an absolutely, like a minefield. Here we go. I don't take fan claims of this seriously because every time a team loses, a bunch of their fans claim it's rigged. Boy who cried wolf. You can't trust humans, Brozef. The NFL makes good huge money without the New York teams being good. Hold on. Brandon, this is the dumbest conversation ever. I can't believe Pony has actually decided to open this door. Trash Pandas 420 says this. This is very philosophical. Jack, listen up. You're young. Life is rigged. Ooh. Mongo only pawn in Game of Life. If this would was rigged, the NFL would have the 42-year-old poster boy pre-ayahuasca Rodgers hoisting the Lombardi and walking into the sunset in February.
All right. I mean, I just wanted to see if we were going to get a reaction from people and if that excuse was out there, that this game was part of a
I like this one
greater
the most.
Plot by the NFL to make sure that they had Steelers-Ravens in Sunday Night Football.
I understand this one the most. The same guy who said some other stuff about it being rigged and how I'm a dummy for thinking the New York teams matter in the NFL. We understand. You're protecting your job, Mulsey.
You've been told there's going to be... The NFL is going to come
all
after
of you guys
with
couldn't,
all its might.
All of you guys couldn't talk on and on for 7 days a week if everyone knew the games are rigged. I'm going to ask Fish this question respectfully.
Wait, so he thinks we know the results
in advance? He thinks that the games are rigged, but that it can't be made too obvious because if everyone figured it out like he has, no one would listen to our shows.
Oh, gotcha.
So that would ask. Then I would raise this question, two of them, to Fish. Do you still watch the games? And why do you listen to this show if we're just talking about rigged, preordained events?
Who was the NFL player who said that the scripts come out before the season?
Probably Chad Ochocinco. I don't know if it actually was him, but it was
Arian Foster.
Arian Foster, another guy who cosplays as a really thoughtful guy. Although he probably is smarter than Rodgers.
He like didn't he do a whole spoof of this? Like, yeah, about a month before the season, we'd get it.
Yeah,
sent
I think
to us.
He was being somewhat tongue in cheek.
Of course,
Rodgers might actually believe it.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.